Amen. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Just a friendly reminder, Mincha this afternoon, 5:10. 5:10 this afternoon. Learning in the Shul this week is graciously sponsored by our friends, the Rosenzweigs, Leili Nishmas, Bela Freda Basser, Reb Chaim Wolf, Leili Nishmas, Klumas, Ben Moshe Yisrael, Leili Nishmas, Avram Yoel, Ben Shmuel, and by our friends, the Pinsker family, Leili Nishmas, Rachel Bas, Elchanan, Tzvi Alevi, and Mishnayos are studied every day. And Leili Nishmas, Sara, Malka, Basser, Yitzchak, we're learning Masechta Olos. We're in the 15th parak, Mishnah is Dalit, and hey, so the Mishnah begins. What if I have a house that's divided by boards or curtains from the sides, or are they coming down? So from the roof, from the beams. So Tumah Babayis, if you have Tumah inside the house, so Kalim Shebachatzat, Torim, the Kalim that are in the partition section became Tor. Tumah Bachatzat, Kalim Shebabayis Tumayim. But if there's tuma in the partition section, so then the kelim inside the house are going to remain tummy. Why? Because there's no chatzitza for tuma, right? In that situation, kelim shebachatzatz miyisham posech tefach tameyim im lav tahorim. When there are kelim inside the section that's set off, so if there's a posech tefach, then the kelim are going to become tummy. There's place for the tuma to generate and spread itself. But if not, then the kelim are going to be tar in that situation. Now, chatzitzo me'art, so what if you built the partition on the ground, and the tumah is inside there? Tumah bechatzat, so kelim shebabayis tamim. If that's the case, then the kelim in the house are going to be tameh. Tumah bechatzat, kelim shebechatzat, but if it's tumah in the house, so then the kelim that are inside this partition section, im yesham b'mekoman tefach al tefach al rum tefach tohorim. If it's its own rishus, in that it has a tefach al tefach, there's an open space of a tefach with a width of a tefach, so then there'll be tor. Vimlam tamein, but if not, they're going to be tamei. She'arzo shobayis kamo ara tohom, because the floor of the house goes all the way down. And we treat that area all like the house. And so unless you have a separate rishus designated, it's not going to be a separate rishus. Okay, we'll stop here, Mezras Hashem. We'll continue when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.